been really successful rescues, and obviously the main one was a little girl. He was made up of that one.
Yeah. How did that make him feel? Did he speak to you about that?
Over the moon. He was absolutely elated. He was so made up, because this is John's first overseas rescue, he said, so it was well worth every minute of all the angst and all the anxiety we've all been experiencing from to rescue that little girl.
And what about you as well? How did that make you feel when you heard that?
So, so proud.
And what about you? Do you have any family at home? Do you have children as
no,
well?
No, we have lots of nieces and nephews that have been ringing constantly and taking media things to school with them and letting them inform the teachers, but we have no family.
Everyone's very proud of them.
Oh, so proud. Friends and family have been amazing support.
And what about keeping in touch with them as well? How's that at the moment?
John's phone actually doesn't work out there, so he's been borrowing other people's phones. but I've had a few phone calls and a few texts, but that's about it really.
And how did you feel then when you found out that you'd be going out there?
Made up for him, that sounds awful, because it's a disaster. It's his job, he trains for it, he loves what he does, he loves the search and rescue team. So excited, nervous, worried, everything all at once.
And how's it going then at the moment? How are your emotions at the moment? Do you feel quite confident that everything's going okay?
Oh yes, feel confident. The fire service are a good support, they ring us every day and keep us informed.
Oh, you must be very proud of him as well.
Very proud, yeah, so proud of him.